Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 2nd, 2021. Section A. MOSC 59th season opens September 9th by Michael Bauer. The Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale has announced its concert schedule for the 2021-22 season, which kicks off September 9th. MOSC's 59th season is under the direction and conduction of Gary Lewis, and all performances start at 7:30 p.m. at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Barring any further complications from the COVID-19 pandemic, next season should mark a return to normal that will feature numerous performances that were rescheduled from this past year. We're excited that we're getting a full season, Ethan Wills, MOSC Executive Director, said. Last year, we had to preeminently cancel our first Masterworks performance, and then we had several cancellations and reschedules throughout the season just to make it work. I'm thankful that with the next season we have planned, we have a path forward to putting everything on stage within the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center's expectations for events and also our musicians' expectations. We're thankful that we can do it. However, some protocols might still be in place, including mask-wearing requirements for the patrons, Wills said. We'll continue to monitor the data by the state and things like that, he said. The reality is that we fit under the Wagner Knoll's policies. If they have a mask requirement, then we have a mask requirement, and we fully support that. The goal is to make sure that everyone is safe. That's the first thing that'll be happening. We also have some protocols that we've established this year. We had a vast plethora of protocols that we kept with our musicians and coordinated with them on. I think some of them might be a little bit less prevalent, but we'll still be doing some things that we wouldn't be doing in a normal concert season, maybe concerning distance from musician to musician or moving around the hall and things like that. The 2021-22 schedule will get underway with the performance of Get the Picture in the Masterworks series, which will feature Lei Wang on piano and George Gershwin's Concerto in F and Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. The Masterworks series is one that I'm really excited about, Will said. We have Pictures at an Exhibition, which was one that was scheduled and got canceled. I know a lot of our patrons were really upset, and a lot of our musicians were upset. It's a really well-known piece for an orchestra. It's just a great piece. We had to include that one back in. Another performance in the Masterworks series will be Concerto de Amor, November 6th, which will feature soprano Barbara Padilla from America's Got Talent. We got Barbara Padilla back, who we had to cancel that concert back in November because everything was up in the air at that point, Will said. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Concerto for Flute and Harp will be paired with Franz Schubert's Symphony No. 3, February 3rd. Tchaikovsky 4, which was rescheduled from this year, will take place April 9th. As for the Pops and Family concerts, Imagine, the music of the Beatles, will take place October 9th. Sounds of the Season is slated to take place December 4th, and a space theme involving Gustav Holst's The Planets and the Star Wars Suite by John Williams will take place May 14th. We actually had to reschedule the Beatles, and when we did, we got a huge response to that, Will said. People really wanted to see it, but we couldn't get them here due to international travel. I did rebook them from October, and fingers crossed they'll be here. The Planets is also a hugely popular symphony piece. That's why it's on our Pops and Family series. We're planning on doing some cool stuff with the venue to take it into outer space. Season subscriptions go on sale June 28th. Multi-tiered pricing levels will be available to choose from, including student ticket packages. For more information, visit mosc.org. Waterwell Screening is Wednesday by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or email jeanette.castanon@ag.tamu.edu. The Texas Well Owner Network is hosting a water well screening Wednesday in Odessa to give area residents the opportunity to have their well water screened. A meeting will follow on Thursday to explain the results. The well-informed water sample drop-off will be from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Office, 1010 East 8th, number 220, or the Midland County Extension Office, 2445 East Highway 80 in Midland. The cost for each sample is $10. A meeting explaining screening results will be delivered to participants at 6 p.m. Thursday at 1010 East 8th, number 200. The screening is presented by AgriLife Extension and Texas Water Resources Institute, or TWRI, in partnership with the AgriLife Extension Office in Ector County and the AgriLife Extension Office in Midland County. John Smith, AgriLife Extension Program Specialist, College Station, said area residents wanting to have their well water screened should pick up a sample bag, bottle, and instructions from either of the AgriLife Extension offices. It is very important that only sampling bags and bottles from the AgriLife Extension office be used, and all instructions for proper sampling are followed to ensure accurate results, Smith said. He said private water wells should be tested annually. Samples will be screened for contaminants, including total coliform bacteria, E. coli, nitrate, nitrogen, arsenic, and salinity. Smith said research shows the presence of E. coli bacteria in water indicates that waste from humans or warm-blooded animals may have contaminated the water. Water contaminated with E. coli is more likely to also have pathogens present that can cause diarrhea, cramps, nausea, or other symptoms. The presence of nitrate, nitrogen in well water is also a concern. Water with nitrate nitrogen at levels of 10 parts per million is considered unsafe for human consumption, Smith said. These nitrate levels above 10 parts per million can disrupt the ability of blood to carry oxygen throughout the body, resulting in a condition called methemoglobinemia. Infants less than 6 months of age and young livestock are most susceptible. Salinity is measured by total dissolved solids, will also be determined for each sample, he said. Water with high levels may leave deposits and have a salty taste. Using water with high levels for irrigation may damage soil or plants. Long-term consumption of arsenic in water, Smith said, increases the risk of skin cancer and cancer in the liver, bladder, and lungs. In addition, chronic exposure to arsenic may lead to gastrointestinal irritation and cardiovascular disease. Smith said it is extremely important for those submitting samples to be at the Thursday, May 6th meeting to receive results, learn corrective measures for identified problems, and improve their understanding of private well management. Funding for the Texas Well Owner Network is through a Clean Water Act non-point source grant provided by the Texas State Soil and Water Conservation Board and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The project is managed by TWRI, part of Texas A&M AgriLife Research, AgriLife Extension, and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Texas A&M University. For more information, call the AgriLife Extension Office at 432-498-4071 or the Midland County Extension Office at 432-686-4700, or to reach Smith, call 979-204-0573 or email johnwsmith@tamu.edu. To learn more about the programs offered through the network or to find additional publications and resources, visit http://twon.tamu.edu. Obituaries for Sunday, May 2nd. Doyle Aaron D.A. Blair, Jr. Doyle Aaron Blair, Jr. of Odessa, passed away April 28th. He was born in Parker County to Doyle and Almeda Blair, April 18th, 1937. He married Lavetta Carol Claiborne in 1959 in Monday. He is survived by his wife of almost 62 years, daughter Janet Denise and husband Emmett Lee Bell, one sister Zora Bell and husband Mike Woods, two sisters-in-law Lee Blair and Darlene Jackson, two grandsons, several cousins, nieces, and nephews. He is preceded in death by his parents and three brothers, Gary Don, Johnny Lloyd, and Elton Carroll Blair. Visitation was held Friday at Macaulay Smith Funeral Home in Monday. Services were held at the Monday Church of Christ, Saturday, May 1st, with Larry Roberts officiating. Interment followed at Gillespie Cemetery under the direction of Macaulay Smith Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family has requested that memorials be given to the Monday Church of Christ, 6th and Jackson, the Foster's Home for Children in Stephenville, or an organization of your choice. Tommy Joan Barry Rister. Tommy Joan Rister, 77, of Odessa, passed away Saturday, April 24th. She was born November 15th, 1943, in Aspermont, to the late Aubrey Berry and Isla Mae Spalding. She married Jerry Rister, and they were married for 51 years before he preceded her in death. Surviving her are her children, Tammy Adams, Tanya Love and husband Ken, Tony Rister and wife Suzanne, and Chris Rister and wife Crystal. Her sisters, Wanda Townsend and husband Joe, Maggie Frost and Opal Sellers and husband Jim. Many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and children of the heart and extended family. She was preceded in death by her husband of 51 years, Jerry, her parents, a brother, Kenneth Berry, and a grandson. Visitation was held Saturday, May 1st at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 4th, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Burial will follow at the Peaceful Gardens section of Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. Death notices. Emmagene Yarbrough Barnes. Emmagene Yarbrough Barnes, 86, of Odessa, died Sunday, April 25th in Midland. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, May 4th at First Baptist Church, Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Leonor Pro Franco. Leonor Pro Franco, 66, of Odessa, died Wednesday, April 21st. A celebration of life was held Sunday, May 2nd at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Linda Lee Simmons. Linda Lee Simmons, 51, of Odessa, died Friday, April 30th in Odessa. A funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. May 7th at West Texas Cowboy Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Judson Bennett officiating. Epifanio Vasquez Perez. Epifanio Vasquez Perez, 93, of Odessa, died Friday, April 30th. Mass will be celebrated at 1 p.m. Wednesday, May 5th at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Burial will follow at the Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Catherine Louise Reyes. Catherine Louise Reyes, 58, of Midland, died Saturday, April 24th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by American Heritage Funeral Home of Midland. Marina Moya Saldana. Maria Moya Saldana, 58, of Odessa, died Thursday, April 29th. Mass will be celebrated at 1 p.m. May 4th at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Father Bernardito Getigan officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Ruthie Nadine Ruth Jones Sellers. Ruthie Nadine Ruth Jones Sellers, 96, of Odessa, died Wednesday, April 28th. A memorial service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday, May 8th at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Nancy Sue Cross Inman. Nancy Sue Cross Inman, 86, of Odessa, died Tuesday, April 20th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Frank W. Wilson, Funeral Directors of Odessa.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, May 3rd. One incumbent out, another stays. ECISD position for incumbent Chris Stanley defeated challenger Jesse Christensen with 101 votes to 49 votes, or 67% to 32%. Also, District 7 Medical Center Hospital Board member Ben Quiros was defeated by challenger Kathy Rhodes with 133 votes to 50 votes, or 72% to 27%. Early voting ended Tuesday with 262 ballots cast, and Saturday's vote was 71 ballots cast total, including early voting. Stanley said he came from Washington State when the University of Texas Permian Basin went to a four-year institution. Both will serve four-year terms on their respective boards. Quiros first won office 4 years ago, and Stanley was appointed to the board after trustee Doyle Woodall resigned in 2020. Quiros is a local chiropractor, while Rhodes is a businesswoman and local volunteer. Stanley is a professor at the University of Texas Permian Basin. Christensen, who is a homeschool high school graduate, said he doesn't think there are certain qualifications you need to serve on a school board. Stanley, who holds a master's degree, said both of his children graduated from high school in ECISD.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Shingles and COVID vaccines. Dear Dr. Roach, I am 70 years old and in good health. I received my first shingles shot in November and was expecting to get the second one in January. Then the COVID vaccine was available. I had my second COVID vaccine dose in mid-February. My confusion is about when I should finish the shingles shots. One nurse I asked said I should wait at least 2 weeks, but a pharmacist said to wait 6 weeks. What is your opinion on the timing? A.S. Answer. Leave at least 2 weeks between either of your COVID-19 shots and any other vaccination. The second shingles vaccine should be given 2 to 6 months after the first. You can get the vaccine, preferably before the end of May. Personally, I think 2 weeks is plenty of time between the COVID-19 vaccine and the shingles vaccine, so there is no need to wait for 6 weeks. People who had a more severe reaction to either vaccine may wish to wait a little while longer, and I would certainly recommend you get the vaccine on a day where you can take it easy for a few days in case of a more severe reaction.
Dear Abby, for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Engagement to town bad guy draws warnings. Dear Abby, I just got engaged and I couldn't be happier, but my fiancé is referred to by the entire town as the bad guy because of his past. He's changed a lot and I really want this to work out, but people come to me and say he's not marriage material and they try to make us break up, one of his exes in particular. He told me about his past, and I don't judge him for it, because everyone has a past. He really wants to get married. How can we have a wedding without everyone knowing about it, especially our family? Marriage Bound in West Virginia. Dear Marriage Bound, if the whole town, including your family, thinks that marrying your fiancé is a bad idea, it may be time to hit the pause button. Marriage is something you want to do only once. The chances of it being successful will be better if you don't go rushing off to the altar. Make your engagement long enough that your fiancé has time to prove to your parents and the community that he is a changed man. No one can make you break up, but it would be in your interest to listen to those exes, including the one in particular, and compare what each has to say. If the stories they each tell you are similar, it may be your Mr. Right is the wrong man for you. Dear Abby, my confident 17-year-old daughter had an uncomfortable experience today, and when she shared it, I didn't have answers for her. She was waiting outside a takeout place when she was approached by a grandfatherly man. He started chatting with her about her shoes, but proceeded to stare at her legs. He then loudly announced, "I may be 80 years old, but I can appreciate a great pair of legs." She understands that there are generational differences and that he may have intended it as a compliment, but the blatant sharing made her feel objectified, uncomfortable, and unsafe. It also made her question her, very appropriate for a teenager, outfit. What should we have said to her? She was disgusted and upset, but my husband and I had no words of wisdom. Mom without answers. Dear Mom, you should have thanked your daughter for telling you and validated her feelings about the incident because her instincts were 100% accurate. The individual who harassed her, and that is what it was out of line and extremely inappropriate. Dear Abby, my husband of 30 years, whom I love dearly, has started singing all the time. I mean, all the time. If he's not on the phone or involved in a TV show or conversation, and sometimes when he is, he's singing the same few songs over and over, and not well. I don't feel I have a right to ask him to stop. What should I do? Karaoke all day. Dear Karaoke, tell your husband, sweetly, it's time to expand his repertoire because his playlist is getting repetitive. Good luck. Horoscopes by astrologist Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday from Monday, May 3rd, 2021. You are well-spoken, practical, persistent, and ever the optimist. As your new personal year begins, you are entering a time of hard work, building, and construction. Shore up the framework of your world. Be dogged and persistent. Similarly, you can increase your own body strength through physical exercise and other activities. You'll be pleased with the results. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. Whether it's your earnings or how you want to spend your money today, you feel discouraged. You feel blocked in some way. Possibly you don't have enough money or the means to meet the obstacles you face. Courage. Even a hurricane lasts only a day. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. Today, the sun is in your sign at odds with stern Saturn at the top of your chart. This means that dealings with bosses, parents, teachers, VIPs, and the police won't be easy. Avoid authority figures if you can. This is not the day to ask for permission or approval. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. This is a poor day for financial discussions about shared property, inheritances, taxes, and debt, because you won't get your way. You will encounter obstacles and reasons why you can't do something. Just ride this one out. You know that tough times are character building. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Relations with partners and close friends, especially bosses and parents, will be dicey today. Incidentally, this includes the police. Don't be lippy. Do not oppose others. Not today. Today you must accept some self-discipline and stay within the guidelines. It is what it is. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. We all have to deal with rules and regulations in addition to the laws of the land. That's life. Today, your wants and desires will run counter to some kind of authority. It's just a fact. Accept this and don't waste energy fighting it. Live to fight another day. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. You might be disappointed with your fair share of something. This is one reason why this is a poor day to discuss how to divide or share something with someone. Furthermore, you might have to be responsible for the welfare of someone else. Step up to the plate and do it. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Conversations with partners, close friends, and older family members won't be easy today. Someone in authority will be demanding, or they might restrict your activities. You need this like a fish needs a bicycle. Nevertheless, you can't wiggle out of it. Be strong. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 4 stars. It will be tough to get credit for what you do at work today. Furthermore, work will be tough. No fair. It's just one of those days when you have to slog it out and finish the job in front of you. Even health issues will be challenging. Hard times don't create heroes. Hard times reveal the hero in you. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. Children might be an increased responsibility today. Meanwhile, issues between romantic partners will be discouraging, even difficult. Stay as strong as you can today and be a support to others, because everyone feels challenged today. Factoid. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. This is a tough day for family discussions, especially with parents and older relatives. For starters, you might have to assume responsibility for someone or help them. Secondly, someone in authority might shoot down your ideas, which is why you feel discouraged. It's tough. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. You feel blocked by others today. Although this is true, you are probably most discouraged by your own state of mind. You're worried. Remember, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.